Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I am Sanjay Mattu. The headlines. Former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh's last rites to be performed with full state honours in New Delhi today. Government announces allocation of space for memorial of former Prime Minister. NIA conducts searches at multiple locations belonging to banned Maoist outfit in Chhattisgarh and Jharkhand. Country records highest ever coal production in the year 2023-24. North India continues to reel under cold wave conditions. Delhi NCR records highest December rainfall in 15 years. And in badminton, India's Lakshya Sen advances to semi-finals of King's Cup International Badminton Open at Shenzhen, China. Former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh's last rites will be performed with full state honours in New Delhi this morning. His final journey will commence from the Congress headquarters to the cremation ground at Nigambodh Ghat at 9:30 a.m. The Congress Working Committee yesterday adopted a condolence resolution at the passing away of Dr. Manmohan Singh. The party has mourned the loss of Dr. Singh, saying his life and work profoundly shaped the destiny of India. Akashvani Delhi will broadcast the commentary of the funeral on its FM Rainbow, Indraprasth, Akashvani Live News 24/7 channels from 11 a.m. onwards. All primary channels, including capital stations and all local radio stations of Akashvani, will relay this broadcast. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and other leaders across party lines paid their last respects to the former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh at his residence in New Delhi yesterday. Union ministers, former Congress leaders Sonia Gandhi, Rahul Gandhi, Mallikarjun Kharge, AAP convener Arvind Kejriwal, Delhi Chief Minister Atishi, Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu, Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M. K. Stalin, Telangana Chief Minister Revant Reddy, NCP leader Praful Patel were among those who visited the residence of the former Prime Minister to pay tributes. In a video message, Mr. Modi said, "The nation is deeply saddened by the demise of former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh." The Prime Minister said his life is an example for future generations regarding how people can rise above struggles and achieve greater heights. The Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh also expressed its condolences on the passing away of former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh. The Union Cabinet passed a condolence resolution yesterday in the memory of Dr. Manmohan Singh and paid homage by observing a 2-minute silence. The Delhi Traffic Police has issued a traffic advisory in view of the state funeral schedule of former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh in New Delhi today. It said traffic movements will be diverted on Raja Ram Kohli Marg, Rajghat Red Light, Signature Bridge and Yudhishthir Setu. Traffic movement will also be restricted on Ring Road, Nishad Raj Marg, Boulevard Road, Shama Prasad Mukherjee Marg, Lothian Road and Netaji Subhash Marg from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. The Delhi police advised people to avoid restricted roads and use public transport. The Union Home Ministry has said that the government will allocate space for the memorial of former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh. The ministry said in a statement that the government received a request from the Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge in this regard yesterday. The ministry added that immediately after the Union Cabinet meeting, Home Minister Amit Shah communicated to Mr. Kharge and the family of Dr. Manmohan Singh that the government will allocate space for the memorial. The change of guard ceremony at the Rashtrapati Bhavan will not take place today due to national mourning. The President's Secretariat said this in a statement yesterday. The change of guard ceremony is a time-honoured military tradition with roots in military antiquity involving the periodic replacement of guards and sentries at palaces, forts and defence establishments. The Bihar Public Service Commission, or BPSC, has said that the 70th Integrated Combined Preliminary Competitive Examination, CCE 2024, will not be cancelled. The BPSC examination controller, Rajesh Kumar Singh, confirmed that the re-examination will take place on the 4th of January 2025 and it will be organized at different locations.
आयोग तो निर्णय ले चुका है, अब आगे कुछ और जाना नहीं है, कोई निर्णय लेना बाकी नहीं है. आयोग निर्णय लेने के बाद ही 4 जनवरी को पीटी का डेट निकाला है और उसके बाद हम लोग की कोशिश रहेगी कि इस मंथ के लास्ट में हम लोग पीटी का रिजल्ट दे दें ताकि अप्रैल माह में हम लोग मेन की परीक्षा ले सकें.
Addressing the claims of the protesting students, the BPSC examination controller asserted that they have not provided any substantial proof to support their allegations. which he described as fabricated. Mr. Singh added that the commission is preparing for holding an examination for those candidates who appeared at the Bapu Examination Centre. In Madhya Pradesh, the e-mandi scheme is being expanded in other mandis of the state. The scheme is being implemented in 41 more mandis from January 1. More from our correspondent.
E-Mandi Scheme of Madhya Pradesh State Agriculture Marketing Board is already implemented in 42 mandis. The government has set a target to convert all 259 mandis to e-mandis by April next year. Under the e-mandi scheme, the proceedings from entry into the mandi premises to auction, weighing and payment will be computerized. The record of agriculture produce being sold by the farmers in the mandi will also be available online on a real-time basis. This will reduce crowd in the mandis and will be convenient for the farmers. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashvani News, Bhopal.
Akashvani News brings you glimpses of 2024 in its special year-ender series. Today we take a look at the key initiatives and achievements of the Department of Social Justice and Empowerment. A report.
The government is implementing several welfare schemes for the socially, educationally and economically marginalized sections of the society. This year, more than 18 lakh students belonging to scheduled caste received pre-matric scholarships for which the department released over 437 crore rupees. Over 41 lakh SC students were also given post-matric scholarships worth nearly 5,000 crore rupees. Under the Shrestha scheme, nearly 3,000 students were selected for admission in 142 private residential schools. Under the Pradhan Mantri Anusuchit Jati Abhyudaya Yojana, over 5,000 villages were declared as Adarsh Gram. Under it, 1,655 projects were sanctioned for 3 lakh beneficiaries. This year, PM Suraj portal was launched to consolidate and streamline economic empowerment initiatives under a single digital platform for the backward classes. During 2023-24, under the PM Daksh scheme, over 80,000 beneficiaries were provided training through 112 empaneled training institutes. Waste pickers were also recognized as a target group under the government's Namaste scheme in the financial year 2024-25. With Priya Mondal, Sumit Saha for Akashvani News, Delhi.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at the rate AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, conducted searches on various locations in remote villages of Chhattisgarh and Giridi district of Jharkhand yesterday in connection with the CPI Maoist attack on a polling and security team during the State Assembly elections last year. During the searches, the NIA team seized 1.5 lakh rupees cash, including Nakshal pamphlets, booklets, mobile phones and digital devices and other incriminating materials. India has witnessed the highest ever coal production in 2023-24. The All India coal production in the year 2023-24 was nearly 998 million tonnes in comparison to over 893 million tonnes in the year 2022-23, with a growth of about 11.71%. The ministry said with transformative measures under Atmanirbhar Bharat, domestic raw coking coal production is likely to reach 140 million tonnes in the next 5 years. The US Embassy and its consulates in India have set a new record by issuing more than 1 million non-immigrant visas for the second year in a row. The record number of non-immigrant visas underscores the huge demand among Indians to travel to the United States for various purposes like tourism, business, education, medical treatment and others. In Mumbai, two people were killed and one critically injured after being hit by the Mumbai Central Jaipur Superfast Express near Palghar railway station last night while trespassing on the tracks. The accident took place at around 8:30 p.m. Officials said the individuals were illegally crossing the tracks when they were struck by the speeding train. Light to moderate rainfall lashed various parts of the national capital and its adjoining areas overnight, leading to a drop in the temperature and further intensified cold conditions. Due to rains, some parts of the national capital witnessed severe waterlogging and traffic effects. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a yellow alert for Delhi, forecasting more showers today and tomorrow. The NCR, including Noida and Gurugram, has recorded the highest December rainfall in the last 15 years. The IMD has forecast thunderstorms accompanied with hailstorms over Madhya Pradesh today. Moderate rainfall is also expected in the northern states, including Rajasthan, today. The IMD has also forecast similar conditions over Vidarbha, Maharashtra, Marathwada and Gujarat today. It also said dense fog conditions are likely to prevail during late night and early morning hours over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Jharkhand for the next 2 to 3 days. Similar conditions are also expected in the northeast states of the country for the next 2 days. In Himachal Pradesh, intermittent snowfall in the higher reaches and rainfall in the lower plains areas has intensified the cold wave. Due to heavy snowfall in the Solang Nala of Kulu district, tourists stranded there have been rescued by the police and taken to safer places. A report.
This is the second snowfall in a week, which has blocked roadways at several places in the state, affecting normal life. In Solang Nala of Kulu district, around 1,000 tourists and other vehicles were stranded due to heavy snowfall yesterday. Around 5,000 tourists were stranded in these vehicles, who are safely rescued by the Kulu police till late night and taken to safer places. However, farmers and horticulturists are happy for this snowfall and rain, as they are expecting a good harvest. Meanwhile, the local Met department has predicted that the spell of snowfall and rain will continue in the state today also. Prabha Sharma, Akashwani News, Shimla.
On to sports now. In the King's Cup International Badminton Open, Indian ace shuttler Lakshya Sen has advanced to the semi-finals, defeating Hong Kong China's Angus Ng Ka Long in Shenzhen, China yesterday. The 12th-ranked Indian defeated his 17th-ranked opponent 10-21, 21-13, 21-13. The victory marks Lakshya Sen's first win against Long in his 4 meetings. He is one of the 8 top badminton players competing in the 3-day King's Cup event. Lakshya will take on Chinese teen Hu Jian in the semi-final today. In cricket, India were 278 for 7 against Australia when reports last came in on the 3rd day of the 4th test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy in Melbourne. The visitors resumed their first innings at the overnight score of 164 for 5 this morning. They are still trailing by 195 runs. Yesterday, the Indians' innings stumbled after losing 3 wickets in the span of 6 runs after they were well in control at 153 for 2 in reply to Australia's first innings score of 474. Earlier on day 2 yesterday, the hosts were all out for 474 in their first innings. Stephen Smith scored 140 runs for the hosts. For India, Jasprit Bumrah took 4 wickets, while Ravindra Jadeja backed 3. In the Indian Super League football, East Bengal Football Club is set to face Hyderabad Football Club in Hyderabad today. The match is scheduled to begin at 5 p.m. On the other hand, Chennai FC will take on Bengaluru FC in Chennai this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Sanjay. Tributes pouring in for former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh are the front page lead in most dailies. Allies, rivals, global leaders pay homage to Manmohan, reports the Hindustan Times. In his tribute to Dr. Manmohan Singh, the Asian Age reports Prime Minister Narendra Modi as saying his commitment to country reforms is a lesson. On the worsening health condition of former leader Jagjit Singh Dhaliwal, who is on an indefinite fast, the Hindu writes, SC gives Punjab government 24 hours to hospitalise farmer on hunger strike. The death of one of the plotters of the 26/11 Mumbai terror attack is widely noticed in the press. The Indian Express reports 26/11 plotter Makki, brother-in-law of Hafiz Saeed, dies in Lahore. Taking note of the Household Consumption Expenditure Survey 2023-24, the Indian Express reports household spending on food rises in rural areas, shrinking gap with urban centres. And with that, it's back to you, Sanjay.
Thank you, Shagun. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh's last rites to be performed with full state honours in New Delhi today. Government announces allocation of space for memorial of former Prime Minister. NIA conducts searches at multiple locations belonging to banned Maoist outfit in Chhattisgarh and Jharkhand. Country records highest ever coal production in the year 2023-24. North India continues to reel under cold wave conditions. Delhi NCR records highest December rainfall in 15 years. In badminton, India's Lakshya Sen advances to semi-finals of King's Cup International Badminton Open at Shenzhen, China. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website, newsonair.gov.in. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.